We are pleased to host this conference in conjunction with St. Thomas University, which is in itself an example of a public-private partnership. And tomorrow in this conference, what we're going to see is we're going to bring together faith communities, we're going to bring together corporations, and we're going to bring together different aspects of civil society, and we're going to bring leaders in each of these areas that come from the corporate world, that are leaders in terms of legislation, that are leaders in terms of the faith community, and we're going to bring them together to, you know, come together and strategize how to end this modern-day slavery.
To what extent has the 3P strategy been effective so far?
Well, there are going to be persons tomorrow that are going to get into many details with respect to the prevention, the protection, and the persecution, and we have made a lot of progress in each of these areas over the past few years. But I think that what we're trying to do in this conference is to get to a next level, and that's that most of us realize that that in order to bring this important work forward, we need greater cooperation among the different aspects and different entities in terms of the civil society, once again, the religious institutions and the corporate world. And so the effectiveness in the past has to be coupled now with a multiplier effect, because we think that by bringing together this cooperation, this will create a force multiplying strategy, which will eliminate the gaps that exist at the present time in terms of combating of trafficking in persons.
How do you envision the involvement of the private sector, companies? I mean, today here at this briefing for journalists, we heard about some examples of how companies are finding that they themselves have been involved in human trafficking unwittingly, and then they've been able to reorganize their company policy to try to eliminate that problem.
Well, again, I think that as Ambassador DeBaca stated earlier in our briefing, I think what's important is that we continue to, we build upon the cooperation, but we continue to the work of education. And I think that what is important here is that we partner with the corporate world, and certainly, tomorrow we're going to have representatives from the leaders from the Body Shop, LexisNexis, from Carlston Companies. And what is important is that we engage leaders such as these, and we make them aware, we engage their energies, we engage their resources, and again, we bring the corporate world in conjunction with religious leaders as well as civic leaders in the fight against human trafficking.
President Obama has recently called the U.S. immigration system broken and needs fixing. Doesn't this increase the risk of people, even in the United States, being exploited in some way?
Again, I think that the issue of human trafficking is an issue that is worldwide, and President Obama, as well as other leaders, have spoken about the need to combat this modern-day slavery. As we will hear tomorrow from various representatives, including from Ambassador DeBaca, this administration is deeply committed to end this modern-day slavery. And it continues in that sense. It builds upon a long tradition of successive administrations that have defended human dignity and advanced human freedom worldwide. This is at the center of U.S. foreign policy, and as a result, we are taking up this novel initiative and this novel cause in our times.
The Catholic Church has been active in trying to combat human slavery, human trafficking. How do you see this partnership between the U.S. government and the Catholic Church?
As Pope Benedict himself, as you have mentioned, has condemned trafficking in persons and encouraged international action to stop it. The Church obviously has a tremendous network worldwide, tremendous presence of educational institutions of higher learning. In this conference, we are partnering with one particular university, precisely a Catholic university that shows that the great potential that we have by engaging the network of Catholic resources worldwide. And we must obviously also underscore the fact that in this work against human trafficking, religious women have been very involved. And again, we'll hear from Sister Estrella Castellone tomorrow in her important work in terms of the Talita Kum network that has been very active. And so religious women in the Catholic Church have been very active in terms of this work against human trafficking. And I think that the partnership that the U.S. government can have with the Holy See and with men and women of faith, civic leaders, and corporate leaders can only but multiply our efforts to end modern-day slavery.